Takeaway English from the BBC.
Fans of James Bond have been thrilled with the release of the new Bond book, Devil May Care, which was published on the 28th of May 2008. Ian Fleming was the creator of the fictional character James Bond 007 and wrote 14 Bond books during his lifetime, including some of the very well-known ones such as Casino Royale, Diamonds Are Forever and Goldfinger. Ian Fleming died in 1964, but the legacy of Bond carries on. Since Ian Fleming's death, his estate has authorised 32 James Bond novels by other writers. Sebastian Faulks, a reputable novelist, was commissioned to write the latest Bond book. Faulks is not an author known for writing thrillers, so there was some speculation that he would struggle to write a Bond novel successfully. A review in the British newspaper The Guardian said, "The book, though, is a smart and enjoyable act of literary resurrection. Amongst the now 33 post-Fleming Bonds, this must surely compete with Kingsley Amis's for the title of the best." Devil May Care is set in 1967, during the Cold War, and it is said that Bond will once again travel between continents, appearing at exotic locations and some of the world's most thrilling cities. It's fair to say that James Bond has become a household name and remains a huge influence within the thriller genre through his films. It's a double bonus for Bond fans, as the new Bond film will be released later this year. The name of the new film is Quantum of Solace, a very confusing title which makes people scratch their heads. Daniel Craig has been the latest James Bond and will star again in Quantum of Solace. The new film is the sequel to the 2006 film Casino Royale. Craig said he felt Casino Royale was a walk in the park compared to Quantum of Solace.
Takeaway English from the BBC.